Campbell's Soup presents George Burns and Gracie Allen with Tony Martin and Ken Nile and Henry King and his music.
There's frost on the moon.
In a minute, George and Gracie will be with us. Meanwhile, this is Ken Niles. You know, sometimes I wonder if I let my enthusiasm run away with me when I talk about my special favorite, Campbell's Chicken Soup. And so I ask my friends to buy it and try it. And do they buy it, and do they try it, and do they like it? And then I know I haven't praised it enough. But let taste tell the story. And that big taste test is going on all over the country right now. Here's the result so far. A great sensation. Women are buying three times as much Campbell's chicken soup today as they did only a short while ago. No, you can't beat that good old-fashioned goodness you get in Campbell's chicken soup. The golden, glistening, slowly simmered, rich broth and those tempting pieces of tender chicken meat that your spoon keeps going for. Chicken soup has always been a great favorite of mine. And now I can get the good, rich, old-fashioned kind whenever I want it just by asking for Campbell's. And so can you. Why not ask for Campbell's Chicken Soup tomorrow? I can just hear you saying, why, this is the best chicken soup I ever tasted. And here are George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Thank you very much. Hello, boys.
Hello,
George. Oh, George, come here. Kiss me.
Kiss you?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
George, kiss me.
Oh, all right.
Again?
Mmm,
you're wonderful. You're adorable. Kiss me again.
Say, I must be pretty good.
Oh, I'm crazy about you, big, strong, adorable boy. Kiss me again. Yeah, all right, George. Break it up. It's no use.
It's no use? What's no use?
Kissing you and trying to make believe it's Tony Martin.
Oh, I say, I get the whole thing.
Listen, Gracie. I wish you'd get over that romantic feeling about me. You see, you and I can
George,
never...
George, did I show you the wire I got from the sponsor?
From the sponsor?
Mm-hmm. Now, listen to this. It says, Dear Gracie, we like Tony Martin singing very much and will appreciate if you can see your way clear to keep him on the program.
Gracie, who sent that wire?
Campbell's Chicken Soup.
Well, Tony, it's soup to you.
Oh, please, Judge. So, boys, on account of this might be the last night on this program for Tony, I think we all ought to play a game to show him that we appreciate it. Don't you think so?
I think so, Gracie. Yes.
Well, anyhow, it's a sort of a kind of a game that I made up out of my own head.
Oh, blocks.
Yeah.
You don't get it, huh?
Yeah, what's the name of the game, Gracie?
Fun for Fools.
Fun for Fools?
Yes, I'm sure you boys will enjoy it.
Well, thank you. Better my...
Welcome. Now, the idea is this. You take any letter in the alphabet and put the word for after it.
The word for after it.
Yes. Yes. Now, for instance, the letter A.
Yeah.
A4.
A4.
Yes. And you just make up a sentence with A4.
A4.
Mm-hmm.
Gracie, this is too complicated. All right, you make up something with A4.
A4.
Yes.
A4. Oh, yeah. A4 body meets a body coming through the rye.
Why, that game is a beauty.
Yes.
So that's it, eh?
And, oh, boys, I almost forgot. Anybody that can't make up a sentence when it's his turn has to kiss me.
Oh, now it's coming.
Gracie, I'm not good at games. It looks like I'll have to kiss you.
Well, now, don't worry, Henry. If you or George or Ken get stuck, I'll help you.
What about that fella called Tony Martin? Won't you help him?
Oh, I should say not. I'll have to let him kiss me. He doesn't deserve to be helped.
Say. Well, Tony, I guess you can see the object of the game.
Yeah, I think I get the hang of it.
Mm.
Well, all right, Gracie, make up something with the letter D.
Letter D?
Mm.
Now, you add the word four after.
We know that,
yes. Yeah. D4.
D4.
Sealskin coat.
Gracie, this isn't a game. This is a nightmare.
Now, Ken, it's your turn. The letter B.
B?
Mm-hmm.
B. B4.
Yes.
Well, I guess I'll just have to kiss you, Gracie.
Oh, now wait, Ken. Where do you live?
I live in Beverly Hills.
You guessed it.
Beverly Hills? He guessed it?
Uh-huh. B4 Lee Hill.
B4 Lee Hill?
Mm-hmm. Now, George. You try the letter X.
X.
Mm-hmm.
X4.
Mm-hmm.
X4 breakfast.
X4 breakfast? No.
That was pretty good.
No, that's wrong.
Wrong? What would you do with an X?
Chop wood.
Chop wood with an X.
Now, Henry.
Yep.
The letter C.
Oh, I'm not good at games, Gracie. I'll just have to give you a kiss.
Oh, now, wait, Henry. I didn't lose.
Of course you didn't, Gracie.
Henry, the letter C. Now, think. What's the name of the car you drive?
Lincoln.
You guessed it?
Wait a minute. You gave him the letter C.
Yes.
He says Lincoln, and he guessed it?
Yes, C4. A Lincoln C4?
A Lincoln C4?
Yeah. Good?
That's good, yeah.
And now, Tony.
I'm ready, Gracie. The letter K.
K?
Yeah, this one is on you, Gracie.
K4.
Yeah.
Oh, K4 Ramses.
Oh, K4 Ramses, the moving picture star.
Yeah. Now, Tony.
Gracie, if you had a brain.
If. The letter F.
F.
Effervescent.
Effervescent?
Yeah.
Effervescent for you, we wouldn't be playing this silly game.
Yeah. Now, Tony.
I'm ready, Gracie. The letter V.
V4. Oh, V4 La France.
V4 La France?
Yes.
Good, that's good.
And now, Tony.
I'm ready, Gracie.
Now, wait a minute. It's your turn. The letter S.
Oh, the letter S. Yes. S for
a kiss, and I'll give it to you.
I say. Tony, you've got to sing your song. Will you give Gracie a kiss? You know, you might like it.
Don't listen to George, Tony. The letter Z. Z4.
Z4 what?
Z4 yourself.
Tony, your song. Come on.
Why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything to come what might for the sake of having you. In spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats and repeats in my ear. So you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality. Wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you before I begin. Oh, God, you under my
skin. I've got you under my skin from Born to Dance. Nice work, Tony. That was very good.
Thanks, George. I hope the sponsor and Gracie liked it, too.
Well, Tony, the sponsor doesn't mean a thing. The sponsor even likes George.
Yes, thanks.
But, Gracie, how did you like my song?
Well, it was all right, as songs go. But, personally, I haven't got much confidence in a man who's always singing about love but never doing anything about it, if you know what I mean.
Yes, Gracie knows what you mean. Tony, don't mind Gracie. She's a little bit shy.
Shy?
Yeah, shy of brain.
Thanks, George, and I'm pretty, too.
Yes, yes.
Say, George, what's going on?
I am. I'll see you later.
Oh, wait! Didn't I tell you that tonight we're going to dramatize the life of Pancho Villa, the Mexican bandit?
No.
Oh, well, then I'll tell you.
Good.
Tonight we're going to dramatize the life of Pancho Villa, the Mexican bandit.
Yes.
And, boys, the theme song is going to be "For He's a Jolly Gazelle."
For he's a jolly Gazelle. It's a nice theme song.
Yes,
yeah.
I know it should be here, but I had to say Zilla. I'm a kind of
a song. Yes.
Oh, I'd love to do a play about Mexico. You know, that's a romantic spot. I remember how Monday night they'd stand under a palm tree and make love to a girl.
Yes.
Tuesday nights under a pepper tree and make love to a girl.
Oh, pepper.
Wednesday nights under a banyan tree and make love to a girl.
Well, Johnny, do you guys know any girls who don't live in trees?
Gracie, did you go to school to become an idiot, or did you just pick it up?
Well, George, I'm no Freud. I never pick up anything.
All right, then, pick up the next to you.
I love Mexico. It's tropical climate, it's tropical fruit, mangoes, nuts.
Listen, Ken, if a mango's nuts, it'll be George Burns.
Oh, please, George.
Hold it, boys, I've got it. Henry, you've got what?
That game of Gracie. Fun for fools. Letter R. R4. Give up?
Yeah.
Yeah. All four beat Yale.
Oh, for Henry, the game has been over for a half hour.
Why didn't you tell me? I've been sitting in a corner, and it took me a half hour to dope that out.
Some dope.
Well, getting back to your play, Gracie, I remember reading about Pancho Villa. He was quite elusive, wasn't he?
Well, he was part elusive and part Mexican.
Part elusive and part Mexican? Gracie, do you know the authorities chased him all over Mexico?
George, Mexico.
I know that. It comes later in the play. Anyhow, Pancho Villa tried to escape by hiding in lagoons.
Lagoons?
He hid in the lagoon for 2 months.
Lagoon? That's so. He must have known the bartender, huh?
It's a beer lagoon, yeah. I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
You know, Pancho Villa was a sort of a bandit Casanova on horseback, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He used to gallop through a town, grab all the beautiful women.
That reminds me. I better give out the card. Tony, you're Pancho Villa.
I thought so, yeah.
And I'm all the beautiful girls in town.
Thanks for Marco Unit, eh?
Yeah. In fact, I'm the widow of one Mexican president after another.
If you were their wives, I'll bet they were glad to die.
Oh, well, not only that, George. I was glad to have them a lot of friends by getting married often enough.
Hmm. Our widow of several Mexican presidents.
Camelita de la Gracie Allen de la Hot Tamale de la Figueroa and Pico.
Well, that's a darn pretty name.
But, Tony, you just come here. Come a little closer.
Come a little
closer.
Hey. And, George, you're going to play the part of the president during this time.
Forenza.
Well, stop swearing, George.
Forenza is swearing?
Well, tell him to stop, too.
I'll tell him when he comes in. I'll speak to the kid.
And, Henry, your name is Manual Labor.
Manual Labor.
Yes. And, Henry, you're the best folder caballero in all Mexico.
The best folder caballero?
George, you see, folder is a dam.
Yes.
And you're not allowed to say that on the radio.
I see.
So he's the best folder caballero in all Mexico. And, Ken?
Ken, you want it, Ken.
Ken, you're the head of the President's Army, and your name is General Don Juan and two to go.
Don Juan and two to go.
Yes.
And Ken is my general.
Yes, but in the play, he doesn't feel so good. He's got a stomachache.
What's the matter?
Oh, just things in general.
Things in general?
Yes. Now, Ken, in this play, you stick a knife in George's back.
Oh, well, Gracie, do you think that I could stick a knife in George's back?
Well, you could take a stab at it.
Take a stab? Some switch. I say, I'll get the point. That's the idea, yes.
Well, what are you thinking about, George? He doesn't stop.
He doesn't want to take it again. One, two.
He doesn't charge for stabbing you in the back.
He doesn't charge?
No, he's freelancing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Henry King will play a medley starting off, but let's put our heads together.
That's right. You and Henry put your heads together and score the nothing for nothing.
Henry, the music.
Gentlemen, I'm in a challenging mood tonight. There are millions of women the country over I'd like to talk to individually and ask to try Campbell's Chicken Soup tomorrow. But it's not possible one at a time. So to show I'm not just talking conversation when I tell you how downright delicious Campbell's Chicken Soup is, here's the challenge. Ask your grocer tomorrow for a can of Campbell's chicken soup. Have it for lunch. If you don't think it's as good as the best homemade chicken soup you ever tasted, just mail the label with your name and address to Ken Niles, Hollywood, California, and we'll return your money. Now, that may sound like a remarkable offer, and it is. But the reason I can make it is because I know how good Campbell's chicken soup is. At Campbell's, use all the good, tender meat of plump chicken and leave in plenty of pieces of the chicken meat for your added enjoyment. And I know this, too, that women are buying three times as much Campbell's chicken soup today as they did a short while ago. That's how extra good it is. Now, how about buying that can tomorrow? And now it's time for another one of Gracie's demented dramas, The Life of Pancho Villa.
Gracie, now for the play. Shall I run up the curtain?
Run up the curtain? Well, George, you're playing Florenza, the president, not a squirrel.
Thanks.
Ken, the cast.
The crack cast is as follows. Pancho Tony Villa, bandit badman lover and 20th century fox, Tony Martin. Manual labor, the best boulder caballero in all Mexico, Henry King. General and chief of the standing army, when he isn't running, Ken Niles. The president of Mexico, Carranza, I'm not swearing, folks, George Burns. And Senora Carmelita Graciela. The time, around 8:50. The place, the president's official hideout in the little Mexican town of San Ferraz Three Booklet. Music.
Good friend, you have made me presidente.
Quietly, please.
I am very happy to be your presidente. So now, I accept the...
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the late president of Mexico making his acceptance speech.
Gracie, I thought I was supposed to be the president.
Well, you are, George. You follow the president's acceptance speech. I hope so.
Now,
you'll
read
your mind,
Florinda. Oh, well, hold on to your feet, folks. Oh, my lovely little Senora Carmelita, de la Gracie Allen, de la Hot Tamale, de la Figueroa, and Pico, I love you. I love you.
Oh, Senora Presidente, you ought to see it here. Oh, I bet you tell that to all the girls. Yes, no?
Yes, no. Ah, my chiquita, my bonita muchachita, I am not teasing. I have made you my wife. I love you so much you could even have my life.
Oh, gracias, President. But me, I like something that will at least last over Sunday. Yes, no?
Yes, no. Ah, you are making jokes with me.
Then he rides again.
What a horse. Quiet. Here comes the horse. Maybe it is my good friend, the general.
Ah, then invite him in. Any horse of yours is a friend of mine.
Quietly. Gracie, let's stop this. I can't do the silence.
Oh, I know. Yes. Now, go ahead, Doc.
All right. Come in.
Ah, Senor Presidente, it is I, General Don Juan and Puto.
Oh, my best friend.
Well, if he's your best friend, why don't you lend him a clean shirt?
A clean shirt?
Si.
Ah, but he is not my bosom friend.
Presidente, I have two prisoners outside. I captured them both with one hand.
Oh, well, if they both have one hand, they won't be captured.
Bravo. That is a good boot.
Senora, the bandits I have captured, they are nothing to sneeze at.
Oh, good, because, Senora, she do not feel like sneezing at strangers.
This is all work and no play, folks. It brings them in. Andale, you hear? Quick, stop your singing.
Nueces?
That's
not the same.
Thanks. It's enough. Please, what is your name?
Bueno, I tell you my name. I am Pancho Tony Villa, the greatest lover in all America.
Abba.
The greatest lover?
Si, senorita. You must have me love you sometimes.
Oh, have you love me? Well, I guess a half a love is better than none, yes, no?
Yes, no. And the other prisoner. What is your name, Sourpuss?
who are I?
Yes.
My face, you do not know who she is?
No.
No?
No.
Can I give you one more guess?
My face, you do not know who she is.
Coyote.
What is that?
Presidente, those shooting was for the ex-governor. His term has just expired.
Oh, yeah, and the governor just expired.
If they're shooting governors, they're just practicing.
Baba.
Baba. Oh, what did he say?
Wasting bullets on governors.
Ah.
I, Pancho Tony Villa, this morning see 10 Americanos in one Mexican.
Ah, the poor Mexican.
Ah, the poor fellow. That's what the room must be blown.
No, that is my sister shooting at Pat Tamale.
Pat Tamale? Well, tell him not to do it. Not to be sneaky, go away.
Lousy dialect.
I am the husband. I am still living. Now, Gracie will sing the Reuben Swing Blues. Bring it, Gracie.
But they're full of silly Spanish, are certainly Spanish.
Ten! Ay, 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 ay. I'm plenty Spanish.
You'll be knocked for a loophole by Campbell. Stick and soup always Spanish. I'll strip
Spanish. Where was the gay serenade? Who played a wicked guitar? And every night when the moon shining bright, he was from all the sweet little dum 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 dum.
Now that we're through with that Spanish, I guess the Spanish are through with us too. So boys, now diminish, cause here comes the finish, and just to keep on playing. Adios. A bit of dancing. Au revoir. A bit of day. Goodbye. Hello. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. I love to dance. I'm always with you.
Invite you to listen in and laugh with George. Meanwhile, remember that you can have the finest chicken soup you ever tasted simply by asking for Campbell's Chicken Soup. You'll find it to be the delicious, nourishing, old-fashioned kind.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
HJ, the Donnelly Station, LaFang. Time signal courtesy Schaefer Pen and Pencil Company. A genuine Schaefer dry-proof fountain pen desk set will make anyone's eyes sparkle with delight Christmas morning. It's a gift that will be used daily and cherished for a lifetime. Over 100 styles to suit every taste and purse. $5 up.
The tone indicates 15 seconds past 9 o'clock.